What's going on? This is Harry Harris with Grilled Up Sports. Just want to give a brief info bio about myself. My name's Harris Beal. I'm a former college athlete. I was actually a punter, so not really an athlete. But here on Grilled Up Sports, I'll be talking sports for the week, mostly football, maybe some Olympics. I like baseball. I don't know. I'm just a golf. You know, I'm a golf guy. I just like sports. You know, who doesn't? I mean, they're actually, you know what? I take that back. There are some people that don't like sports, but fuck them. So anyways, I'll be talking about sports, I'll be talking about beer, and I'll be talking about things off the grill, Grilled Up Sports. So let's get started. So I just got back from Chicago, Illinois. It was freaking awesome. So I'm from South Louisiana, not used to really the cold weather, but I adapted. I will say that I adapted pretty well. But man, talk about a great place for sports as well. I mean, the Bears suck, but the Blackhawks, you got the White Sox, you have the Fire, you have, and the Cubs, of course. But man, it was such a cool place. The food was great, the people were great, the city, there's so much to do, it's huge. It was awesome. So while I was there, I did go to a Blackhawks game, which was badass, by the way. And they did beat the Winnipeg Jets 2-1, the game I saw. Actually, Winnipeg's first place right now, and Chicago, believe it or not, is not doing so hot, but it's still early in the season. But yeah, very cool experience. I got a Chicago dog while I was there. Made the game a lot better. Even better than what it already was. So that was pretty awesome. So another big topic while I was there was I watched the Saints game in Chicago. And I know maybe some of you listening, you heard South Louisiana. Yeah, you would be wrong. I am not a Saints fan, okay? I hate the Saints. I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan. I fucking hate the Saints. I will never like the Saints. I will never pull for the Saints. Saints fans hate me. I hate them. That's just how it is. But I was watching this game, right? And don't get me wrong. I thought the Vikings came out solid. They looked amazing. The Saints looked flat. They didn't play well in the first half. They had some turnovers. They made some mistakes. Drew Brees, 2 interceptions first half. I mean, come on. I thought he was choking. He did come back. He had a great second half. He got them back in the game with a chance to win. And then I don't know what they're calling it up there. A purple grass miracle. Who knows? Skull crazy. The greatest play I've ever seen. I was jumping and screaming in joy because I hate the Saints. But awesome experience to get to watch that up there. I think Case Keenum, he stepped in and he's done very well this season. And who would have thought Case Keenum would be playing against Nick Foles in the NFC Championship game when they were both backups last year? I doubt either one of them looked at each other and said, you know what, I'll see you in the NFC Championship game next year. I doubt either one of them said that, but that's pretty freaking awesome. So side note. All right, so I did not get a happy birthday text from my dad. The only thing he texted me was, I fucking hate Tony Romo. I'm like, come on, dude. You know Tony Romo's my favorite player. Like, such a jab. But anyway, you know, I hope to hear Tony Romo or see Tony Romo announcing the big game. I think he's done a hell of a job. I just want to throw that in there. So previewing to next week, or actually this weekend coming up, I think the Vikings are going to take the Eagles in Philadelphia. I just think the Vikings are a more complete team right now. I think Case Keenum's a little bit better than Nick Foles, and I think they'll get the job done on the road. I love the story of the Jaguars, but I think their story ends in Boston. Tom Brady will take care of business. Though I love the trash talk. I love them sending turnovers to Big Ben. That was pretty awesome. I just love the whole trash talking in the NFL right now. I think people need to get their assholes unpinched because that's good for the sport. It's good for friendly trash talk. It's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. But I'm about to hit a break, so catch me back in a few minutes, and I'll finish up the segment. Thanks, guys. All right. Harry Harris back here with the second part of this segment. You know, 5 minutes is not a lot of time. You know, you have to figure out, get your thoughts in, be organized. It's going to take me a little while to get used to, so I apologize if I get cut off or it doesn't make any sense. But I do remember where I left off, so that's good. But, yeah, Tom Brady, he gets it done. He gets it done in Boston versus Jacksonville. I'm thinking at least 10 points. I haven't looked at the spread yet. It changes every day, but he gets it done. No question about it. And then I think Minnesota gives the Eagles more than what they want, and they take care of business as well this coming weekend. So I'm going to switch over to a little bit of college news and football. It's not, you know, obviously college season's ended, but off season now begins. But I did see where from the championship game, number 48 of Alabama that went crazy on the sidelines, I saw on Twitter that he tweeted out that he's transferring to Tennessee State or Tech, one of those FCS schools. That just goes to show you that you are easily replaced at Alabama. The depth is crazy. Nick Saban does not give a fuck, and he will just go out and recruit someone better than you. I feel bad for the guy. The 48 looked very passionate in the game. He just wanted to win. Obviously, they were struggling. They were down when he went off. So, you know, I'm a competitor as well, but you got to control yourself on the sideline. And Nick Saban, he's a savage. He has no heart. So he obviously gave him the boot, but. Which is unfortunate. The guy is talented. You know, maybe he'll you know, make a comeback at Tennessee State or Tech and hopefully get in the draft. I think he's a talented guy, so we'll see. But so the Olympics, the Winter Olympics are coming up, and I love the Olympics. I'm USA all the way, and what was funny to me is all the memes. And my favorite meme from the Marcus Williams fiasco is him racing Apollo Ohno, and he's on skates and he's ducking at the finish line. Whoever created that, you are a genius. But I think that about wraps it up for this week. I'll be back next week. I'm gonna try to do Tuesdays and Fridays. I know today's Thursday, but it's freezing weather down here in the South Louisiana, and all the government offices are closed, the roads are closed. People freak out because we don't have salt, and we don't have snow plows, anything like that. But my goal is to be on every Tuesday and every Friday. So basically, a recap of the weekend, and then a preview of the next. You know, 5-10 minutes, maybe 20 if I'm feeling frisky. But I do want to say that Barstool Sports, huge motivator into getting into this and see if I could do it. I know I'm not the best. I know I kind of mumble and might have a country accent, but I will say that the guys at Barstool Sports, they do a great job. Pat McAfee, I look up to him. He's hilarious. And especially with me being a punter in college, and he was a punter, it's just like a special bond that he doesn't know anything about. You know, he doesn't know me, but I've bonded towards him. So, all right, guys. Well, I'll be back on Tuesday to recap the NFC and AFC championship games, and then whatever else has happened during the weekend. And stay tuned for more. Give me a chance. I'll try to make it worth listening to. I'm not going to spend, you know, a good little coffee break here and there. Let me ramble a little bit. I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to do the morning or I'm going to do the afternoon. But either way, shout out to Anchor for being a great app. And follow me on Twitter @BealWithIt. And we'll go from there. Thanks, guys.